Chapter 5. Go ye into all the world. Rowan was brought up in a good Bible-preaching, Bible-teaching church, the Atlanta Baptist Tabernacle in Atlanta, Georgia. Many Bible conferences were held in the church, with some of the best preachers and evangelists participating. Through those meetings, and with the encouragement of his godly mother, Rowan was challenged to love the Lord with all his heart and to serve him fervently. He also attended the Royal Ambassador's Camp. It was in one of these camps in the summer of 1948, when Rowan was 15, that the Lord spoke to him about dedicating his life to him. He surrendered his whole life at that time, but did not tell his parents about it until 3 years later. At that time, he wrote them the following letter. March 25, 1951, Easter Sunday. Dear Daddy and Mother, on June 12, 1948, up at the RA camp, the 7 o'clock bugle blew and all the boys came to the gym, each boy bringing his Bible. This was evening vespers. When everyone was seated, the meeting was, of course, begun with prayer. Then a counselor led us in a song. After a word from Glendon McCauley, the boys left the gym, each receiving an envelope from the counselor who stood at the door. Each boy then went to the spot he had chosen earlier in the week, no two boys together. The place I picked was down past the lake, up a red dirt road about 75 yards, and off to the right into some woods. Here, by a tall tree, I opened my envelope. In the envelope was a piece of paper in which was typed 5 or 6 scripture verses pertaining to one topic. Under the scriptures were remarks that clearly showed me how the verses applied to my life. At the bottom of the paper, a prayer was suggested with given things to pray for, such as God's will for my life, missionaries in foreign countries, etc. After the prayer, I heard the bugle blow. Evening vespers was over, and I started back to camp. Having read the Bible and talked with God, naturally I felt close to Him. When I reached the red dirt road, I seemed automatically to be telling God I would do anything He wanted me to do in my life. A few steps further, I felt a small tug at my heart. It was so small, but I couldn't have missed it because I was so near to Him. He was calling me into His full-time Christian service. I've never been more sure of anything in all my life. I think that many people receive this call, but comparatively few have surrendered. I am one of those who said yes, for I surrendered immediately. I don't know why He wants me, but He called me. I don't even know in what phase of service He wants me. He'll tell me when it's time. I've waited almost 3 years to tell you because I thought if I soon forgot about it, then perhaps I was not called in the first place. But it seems more and more real to me every day. So I know I have been called, and I thank Him every day that He called me. Love, Son. I, Arlene, did not keep a record of the date on which the Lord called me to be a missionary. It may very likely have been the same summer the Lord called Roland. I was also attending a church camp, but I was 600 miles away from Georgia in Illinois. Neither Roland or I had any idea who the Lord was preparing to be our mates and partners in His service. But God knew all about us, and He was getting us ready to serve Him together in the future. I was 13 or 14 years old that summer. One of the pastors conducted a special closing service at the camp outside around a campfire. We young people were challenged to receive Christ as our Savior if we had not done so already. Those who were born again were challenged to surrender their lives to wholly serve the Lord for their entire lives. If they made this decision, they were encouraged to pick up a stick near the fire and place it on the fire and give their testimony. The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and urged me to do this. As I placed the stick on the fire, I felt my heart gladly responding to the Lord and surrendering my life for His service. After the service, I went into the dark woods nearby and knelt by a log and had a special time of dedication to the Lord. As I talked to Him, I told Him I was giving my whole life to Him and was willing to do whatever He wanted me to do and go wherever He wanted me to go. As I stayed there quietly communing with Him, I heard a still small voice in my heart telling me the Lord wanted me to serve Him as a missionary in Africa. I rejoiced to know He wanted me to serve Him in that way.